Now is the CCB President's Report, Jeff Tom. Let's give him a hand.
Thank you. So Gene's going to be proud of me because I'm going to open this speech with some accessibility. Because of the lateness hour, this speech will be truncated. Okay. Yes, with yes, that's it. This is the first time I've come before you since agreeing to serve one final term and being elected a year and a half ago or almost. And this has been kind of a unique convention in many ways, but it has been a great convention. Attendance is up. We're thrilled to have youth here from both the Lighthouse and Junior Blind of America. We've had some great speakers, and we'll have more tomorrow. And my thanks to Gene Lozano and the entire convention committee for their work and lining up these speakers, because it was excellent, in my opinion. So, if all goes well, we'll be meeting again in April, early April, in the San Diego area, and we will get word out to you pretty soon on that. I didn't start putting pen to paper, as the outdated saying goes, until late Sunday afternoon. Now, the fact that I've been extremely busy had something to do with it, and the fact that I wanted to watch a little football may have contributed as well. But the major reason was that I struggled for a few weeks with what to say and how to say it. It was the theme of this convention, however, the challenge of change, finding solutions together, that began to galvanize my thinking and gave me the impetus to put this report together. Our world is changing at a rate never even envisioned in human history, and the rate of change only continues to increase as our knowledge base increases exponentially. Change itself is an incredible challenge. I think it's become a stressor to us more than it has ever been in human history because of the speed of change in our lives. So it is difficult enough in these circumstances to handle change, and yet we must do it with respect to our families, to our workplaces, and yes, the California Council of the Blind as well. But before we look at the daunting task of changing this organization in the years to come to continue to be the thriving organization that we are, let's look at our strengths. Because without understanding what this fine organization does so well, we won't be as hopeful as we otherwise might that we can overcome the challenges of change. Throughout the state are examples of CCB members working together to achieve success. I'm just going to discuss a few, some at the local level, some at the state level. Continuing the road first traveled by our Bakersfield chapter, at least a decade or so ago, in the last couple months, the Fresno chapter completed their first Dining in the Dark fundraiser, making several thousand dollars, I might add. And giving the sighted public a taste, so to speak, of what blind people are truly capable of doing. Under the leadership of their president, Nathan, who isn't here, and others such as Vice President Sarah Harris and William Elliott, these folks did an incredible job, and I've heard rave reviews of that event. Under the leadership of immediate past president Donna Pomerantz and first vice president Gene Lozano, along with members from Alameda counties and other locales as well, we have already had success with our advocacy efforts in the voting arena. And as you know, our efforts continue with respect to accessible absentee voting and in other areas as well. And of course, we couldn't do it without our wonderful attorneys. You met them today. Let's look at some other areas in which we've had success. Let's take, for example, the work of Louis Herrera in a couple of contexts. His technology committee yesterday put together a program that was heard by many people in this room, and listen to this, folks, on ACB Radio, was heard by 1,500 people on Windows 10. That may be a record, I don't know, but if it isn't, it's got to be pretty close. Want to also recognize Louis in the workplace. He has worked with his employer, SoCal Gas Company. You've heard already in the area of the Mutt Strut. They are a convention sponsor. They've helped in many ways. That's also finding a solution by working together. Our work continues in a number of other advocacy initiatives as well. Audio description in theaters, both statewide and locally. For example, in the last couple of years, the Humboldt chapter managed through advocacy that continued for quite a while to finally get a local theater chain to have audio description in their theater. We have already mentioned the Mutt Strut, which is another example from people at both ends of the state working extremely hard to put on an event that not only makes us some revenue, but that illustrates how we can come together with our sighted peers for a day of fun and camaraderie. Never, ever lose sight of our capacity for success, because this is what will provide us with the assurance we need from time to time that we can overcome our challenges. So what are these challenges, or as I would prefer to characterize them, opportunities to overcome obstacles? Well, the two challenges that we discuss most of all are, of course, our financial resources and our membership. And yes, these are the outward challenges, which we've discussed many times and will continue to discuss, because we haven't solved them and we need to do a much better job in both of those areas. However, I'd like to focus on some other challenges that heavily complicate our ability to work on the challenges of membership and financial resources. And here's where it all gets back to finding solutions together. In about maybe an hour or so, we're going to be beginning new leadership in this organization. We'll have a new second vice president and several new board members. In April, we will elect a new president and a new first vice president who will assume office on July 1 of next year. A change in leadership presents incredible opportunities for fresh ideas and innovative thinking. Witness, for example, the many ideas which immediate past President Donna Pomerantz put into place in a number of areas during her four-year term. There is no question that new leadership is an excellent opportunity for an organization to thrive, to grow, and to change. On the other hand, the innovation of new leadership must be guided by and interwoven with the institutional knowledge that leaders possess. We are too small of an organization under which we can have a mass transition whereby One group steps in without the assistance of their predecessors. The minutiae of handling everything from putting on a convention to organizing major fundraisers, from all of our advocacy efforts to the many internal membership problems which we have to deal with on a sometimes daily basis, it seems. All of these things require the guidance and the institutional knowledge that can be passed on from former leaders to current ones. Things like different ideas, clashing personalities, past disagreements, and other things can lead to major frustrations and unharmonious approaches that will prevent cooperation with one another. Differences in communication style often exacerbate these issues. I know the truth of these things because I feel that sometimes I've fallen short in these areas. But we can't afford to do this. The vast majority of you know that the important work we do, and sometimes don't do as well as we need to, are things that we must improve upon. We also need more and more workers for the number of many, many initiatives in which we undertake. If anyone thinks that a few leaders can make an organization run, they are sadly mistaken. We are an advocacy organization, from transportation to education, from employment services, we talked about today in the rehab context, to services for seniors, from voting rights to the rights of guide dog handlers, and on it goes. Every one of us must work in this organization to make sure that we make the lives of blind and visually impaired people who come after us better. We don't have the luxury of hoping that after a couple years of marking time, things will turn around. First, our advocacy is just too important for any let-up in our efforts. Second, we have no time to waste in our efforts to turn around our financial situation, which has slowly eroded for the past decade due to changes in law and increased competition with respect to the vehicle donation program. Being president of this organization is a humbling experience. I have learned not only about my strengths, but about my weaknesses. But I have also learned that there is no organization in which I would rather be president than this one. And that's because of all of you. And there's one thing I do know. As Abraham Lincoln said, and very apropos of our theme, a house divided against itself cannot stand. I hope that you work with me during my remaining time in office to begin to build our bridges to the future together, and in the years to come, help shape the best possible future we can for persons who are blind or who have low vision. Working together, we can embrace change and help reshape the world. Thank you. No, you're not.
I'm dead.
You've changed. You're dead.
Okay. The mic's not working. There we are. Thank you. And thank you for those words, Mr. President. And let's take them to heart. We all need to work together. We may have differences, but we're a family and need to stay together for the good cause for everyone that's here and at home. So let's take a 5-minute break to stand up and move around, and then Jeff will conduct the elections. Thank you.